Hello, this is Stephen Childs. This is The Way of Fairness. I don't know what it's like for anyone else, because I'm not anyone else, and no one else is me. I hear this line of thought that goes, I'm you. And it's kind of similar to claiming that you're God or something, or that you have power over someone. Like, I'm God over you, I am you, that kind of thing. And you can reply to that thought. This is like inner dialogue, in case you're mentally challenged like myself. I think every human is mentally challenged, I don't know. A lot of people hide what they know. It's like, how do you really know if other people are telepathic and they're denying it? I don't know. So anyway, I think I don't know. So let me just get on to what I want to talk about, other than the inner dialogue that might come from somewhere else other than your own mind. So all of us as humans grow up from, we're raised by parents or someone that provides for us, because when we're born here, we're very helpless. It takes us, what, like 18, 20 years before we could even think of surviving without providers, generally speaking. So we have this childhood where we're dependent on someone to keep us alive. I grew up with mother and father, brothers and sisters, and there was conflict, and I think there's conflict in all families, and that, you know, the other people that are raised in foster homes or whatever, there would have been conflict with their own parents as well, even more so, most likely. So we're born into this world of conflict from the time we get here, and we still have conflict till the time we die. But anyway, it would be nice. I had this idea that if we would have had, wouldn't it have been nice to grow up in a home where there's not strife, where there's not this underlying something's wrong here, and we all know it. And then we get a little bit older, and we start learning about how the world is, and it's how dreadful it really is, the wars, the fights over religion, that kind of thing. So if we could have been born into a world where everybody was fair to each other in the family and in the world, and there wasn't any conflict, and everybody cared about each other like a family, like the way, you know, you idealize how a family should be. Everybody cares about each other. Everybody's fair to each other. Nobody cheats each other. And so what if, well, wait a minute. We have that family, and then we traditionally, historically, we were in small tribes as humans. So that's natural, that's our natural evolved way to be, is from a family system that is part of a tribal system. And so that can become the entire tribe. Everybody cares about everybody. Nobody cheats anyone else in the same tribe. Everybody's fair, everybody cares. And then now we're in this modern day where the tribal situation is rare, and almost all of us live in a city, and we don't even know the other people. So it's radically different. We don't even know the people around us. And so it's going to, the same kind of rule applies, or idea I mean, that what if this family, tribal, then expand that to the whole world, what if everybody cared about everybody, and everyone was fair to everyone else, and no one did anyone wrong, and there wasn't people fighting each other. That's not how it is. So we have problems with each other, and who's, so what happens, you have alliances in the family, in the tribe, and you can see this happen with the other animals too. So the way humans actually are is mean, vicious, we fight each other, and we steal from each other, and we don't love each other, we hate each other. So that's the other extreme, the other side of the spectrum. So what I'm trying to get at here is this. Where we're at now in this city life with weaponry, military weaponry, spy devices, social media, and things are getting very dangerous for human beings. So, just because of the situation that we're in, let's say, what if we tried to create that ideal where nobody fights one another, no one's bossing anyone around, everyone's fair to everyone, and everyone cares about everyone? Because if we don't, we're all going to get hurt real bad. Hello, this is Stephen Childs, The Way of Fairness. I'm kind of mixing things together haphazardly. I'm having trouble speaking correctly, but that's okay. I can still speak, and I can still think, and one of these days I'm going to get to say, goodbye everybody, I'm out of here. I don't have to live any longer. That'll be a great day. Anyway, the reason is because life is misery. You know, there's a lot of joy, but wow, things are really miserable these days for pretty much everyone. And anyway, so I was talking about in the last video how people will say, I hear it telepathically, I'm you. I had an experience where a guy told me telepathically, I'm your mind. And it started to take control of my mind. It was really weird. And I fought it off, and I got control of myself. And so I said, no, I'm your mind. I just thought of thinking that thought back at it, you know. So I disagreed with it, and I thought the same thing back. So when I'm hearing this telepathic message, I'm you. Somebody's claiming that they're me. I say telepathically right back, no, I'm you. So it's like, you don't own me. I own you. You don't have any power at all. I have all power over you. So that's kind of the game that I don't know how real that is for other people. But you can see, even if you're not telepathic and you're not tormented by this paranormal stuff, lucky you, you know? How do you rate? So anyway, we have power struggles. Like, and everywhere we go, there's somebody that's trying to dominate this situation. And our culture, our society, is set up so that we're ruled by law. So we are dominated by the law of the land. Every single one of us is supposed to be dominated by the law of the land, but not by some other person. See, that's the idea in the USA with our Constitution, is it's we the people that create all this government, and we're not dominated by a king or anyone or any religion. Therefore, we're not dominated by anybody else's God. And, you know, they just figured out what they could and put it in on paper, the Constitution, and it's not perfect, and it was written a long time ago. But the general ideas are there. So now we're talking about who really does have authority. And is there a God that has all knowledge, all knowing, all powerful, infinite intelligent, that designed all of reality and created it all because he's that damn smart? See, we don't need to think that anymore, because we have telescopes, we have microscopes, and we can see how the universe came about from the Big Bang expansion, and we can see how life can evolve from biological evolution. Darwin is just one of the founders of the idea. There were people that thought of that idea before Darwin, but Darwin got famous because he wrote a book about it. And they didn't know too much about it back then. You know, you have people arguing about Darwinian evolution. There's no such thing as Darwinian evolution or any other person's evolution. It's not our evolution. It's not anybody's evolution. It just happens on its own. And the Big Bang just happened on its own. It doesn't require this infinitely intelligent, all-powerful individual named God. We don't need one. Sorry, God, but we don't need you, and we don't think you even exist. So who am I talking to? Fred Flintstone, something imaginary. I'm not talking to a real thing. I'm talking to an imaginary idea that we no longer need to have. We don't need that imaginary idea anymore. So who's playing the role of being the one that's ruling us? Well, the law of the land's supposed to. It's their job. And because I don't want people stealing my money, so I'm glad we have laws. But our laws aren't working very good, or have you noticed? And I think everybody would agree with that. There's room for improvement. Now, I've been talking about an idea of something that does have all power. I thought it was useful. I'm not sure if it's a useful idea or not. I might abandon that idea completely. I'm thinking about it. So what I've been telling people, that all of existence, all of reality, is an undivided whole. And science tells us that it's quantumly entangled, as it's one thing. And it, therefore, it has all power. It didn't have any mind in the first place. I'm talking also about how I'm getting help by asking ET, some advanced form of life that is extremely advanced, so that we can't even tell that they're here. But they're here, and they know everything we think. They know everything we do. So they're like what really was there that we thought was this infinitely powerful, all-intelligent God that created everything. No, E.T. did not create the universe. E.T. came from the universe just like humans did. And I think it's true, because I've tested reality, and I know they know what I'm thinking. I know there's ways that I have tested, and maybe you know what I mean, that you're convinced there's something that knows what we're thinking. And you might think that it's the all-powerful God, and you might be wrong, because it's actually ETs. This group of individuals, they're like the Borg, the positive Borg. They're not trying to make us into them. You know, they don't need to do that. And they're not harmful. And it's just that they're super advanced beyond Borg level from Star Trek. You know, that's like, we don't know how advanced they are. They're so advanced we can't even imagine what capabilities they have. It's totally out of our realm of understanding at this point. Think of it that way. They're that advanced. And this is very possible, because the universe has been around a long time. So there's time. See, the humans are changing in our knowledge rate, degree of what we know, so rapidly right now. If we lived for 1 million years and we all were getting along, think about what we could do. Just imagine. It's like you can imagine what we might be possible, what might actually be possible for humans to accomplish if we were all working together and we all cared about each other. And we didn't do anybody wrong. And so anyway, that might be something that's real, that's already here. They're not from Earth. They might be from a planet system that developed before the Earth even developed, like 1 million years earlier. I don't know all the details of the science of this thing and what's possible. But there are experts, there are people that know a lot more than I do about cosmology. So we can find out from them what's possible, of how early on could an intelligence that evolved from no mind, when could that have first started? How long ago? That's the question. Okay, so moving right along. This all-powerful, undivided whole that doesn't have a mind, it still doesn't have a mind other than us and the ETs that evolved from it, that emerged from the mindless cosmos. So, it's not that I'm asking that mindlessness for help. It doesn't even know I'm asking, but the other mind does. So this is all about sentient beings that have mind. So I ask them for help. I don't pray. They told me don't pray, just ask. And I found that if I ask them, can I help you, is there any way I can help you, and I'm glad you're helping me, I actually feel love for them because they're helping me. Where I'm not getting help from other humans on this level, the other humans are not capable. I'm not capable of helping myself on this level, of trying to stop all other humans from trying to dominate me. You know, that's the game that humans are playing. Let's see if we can dominate, how many we can dominate. Just ask Trump. That's what he's trying to do. And he'll tell you, you have to dominate. And we all know what that's about. It's like taking control and being the boss over the other people. How fun. Well, it's all fun until somebody starts getting hurt, and then it gets really vicious. So, I'm just clarifying that what it is that I'm asking. I'm not asking a rock for help because it doesn't have a mind. I'm not asking the Big Bang that expanded into the present-day universe for help because it had no mind. It has no mind. We're the minds. Us and what other minds are here with us in this reality. So I have like this visualized a group of beings that are fair-minded, and so it's like good versus evil, but it's real. And so the people that are fair are uniting together, because there's power in unity. So we're uniting together to convince the other people that aren't fair, look, we're going to make you be fair to us. You cannot be unfair to us anymore. We won't allow it. We don't care how your corporation thinks about this and this right to make income and destroy our planet. We're not going to let you do that anymore, because there's a better way. And the better way is that we all join together with unity, and we care about one another, and we're not struggling for survival. See, when we were kids, we were provided for. We had our roof over our head, and we had food to eat. And some children don't have that. That's horrible. So we want to change that. And we want to change this dog-eat-dog, vicious competition to survive. As humans, we don't have to be involved in that level of conflict. I mean, look at the other animals. They're involved in that conflict, and they're more humane than humans are about it. They, you know, they're not so vicious. You see what I'm saying? So humans are at a place where we can come up with a way where we're not competing to the death with each other. And what I'm talking about, there are people who say, well, you're talking socialism. So what? I'm talking whatever it is. It doesn't have to be defined by some category. It could be capitalism, compassionate capitalism, where the idea of the corporations is to provide for humanity in an efficient, organized way, working with all the other corporations. And so they don't, it's not about making money, it's about making life good for the people. So you see what I mean? So I don't know if that is helpful with about the God issue, but I needed to say something about it, because I might stop talking about the all-powerful and just say there's not one. There's just reality. That's what I'm saying.